Book 1, Part 14. Education in a New World of Administration. The People's Alliance for Compassionate Affairs Petition. The Cosmic Lattice, Part 1. Cryon. Repeated herein for the purpose of the People's Alliance for Compassionate Affairs Petition, 20th January, 2025. Transmitted through Lee Carroll, www.cryon.com. Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. Oh, it is good to be back in this energy before you. This night is going to be different than the last. For in this place, there are going to be changed hearts, with permission. Some of you will see for the first time what the love of God truly is and how it shakes hands with the spiritual part within you that is a piece of the whole. Tonight, some profound principles that you are ready for will be revealed, and the assemblage of humans here is perfect for hearing. Oh, family, oh, dear hearts, we gather this night together. Just a few of us to feel the love of home. And we say to you that some will have a difficult time for a few moments understanding that the voice you're hearing and reading is no longer the consciousness of my partner who has spoken to you for these many hours during the seminar. Oh no, for now you are hearing the voice and the consciousness of the one who loves you dearly. That being of the God essence itself, the one who knows all about your life, the one who loves you dearer than any in the universe, the one who knows the innermost secrets, the one who has no judgment around you. Oh, listen to this. Blessed are the human beings that will sacrifice themselves as entities of the universe, and willingly come to this planet accepting the frailty of biology, hiding the magnificence of themselves and their merkabas and their colors, in order to stand with other humans and try to remember who they really are. There is no greater love than this, that you would sacrifice yourself to such a degree as to come here and make a change in the very fabric of the universe. You heard it right. For what you do here on this planet, in the journey itself, will change the way things work in a place that you have no conception of. We use this time to wash your feet. It is a time and the way of Cryon that between the teaching is the loving. So again, we speak of things many of you have heard before. That figuratively we are here this night to reacquaint this energy with yours and to reach out our hands and take each human foot one at a time and wash it with our tears of joy. Walking the aisles of this assemblage right now are entities you know. Before this time of teaching is over, you will feel them as they encompass you and put their arms around you as they tell you they love you. The spiritual entourage here is many times the number of humans in this room, and as we continue this teaching session this night, we are going to tell you that this group will become even closer to you. There will be those of you who give permission at this time to go forward in your lives with pure intent and to understand what is being presented. Tonight's message may seem at first to be impersonal, but as we proceed, you'll understand why it's been given at this time and what it means. These are the precious times of spirit, when you undertake the process that you call channeling. Whereas you may have come to hear the message, I am telling you that the entourage was waiting patiently in this room in the dark long before you got here, preparing the energy, excited about those human beings who would sit in these chairs, knowing your names, every single one of them. Names that you perhaps have never heard, but that belong to your energy. Friends, you've had on the other side entities that have loved you all your lives. Guides and friends of guides, masters each one, waiting for the anointed ones, humans, to enter the room. That's our perception of a Kryon channel, you see. We've been here waiting for you. And as you sit in that chair, I want you to understand that you are the exalted ones, and we have come to see you. We will tell you some things that have never been told before. We will broach a subject, my partner, which is partially scientific, then later personal. And because of what is to come, I want you, my partner, to be very careful as you translate this. Go as slow as you need to, because this information is new. The transcribing process will be complete, and we can even see those reading this right now. It will be there now, but it is in your future as you hear this. For this message will be profound in science. But like so many other science items we have brought to you, dear ones, whereas it may start off to seem universal, it becomes individual very soon. So stay with the message. We are here to reveal for the first time some of the way things work that we have never told any group before. And it is indeed appropriate that it be revealed in this place. For the consciousness here is one of love, one of desire for knowledge, one that is serious. And I am speaking to light workers that are holding their lights high. I am talking to you, dear one, reading and hearing this. I know your heart and the purity of it, and I understand why you're here. This message is for you personally, as well as for the scientists, as well as for the mathematicians, as well as for the metaphysicians all over the world. So it is that this message will go far. Let it begin. The Cosmic Lattice. We wish to tell you this night of a specific kind of energy. We wish to tell you this night of what some of you will think of as an object, but it is not. It is a phenomenon. It is something so familiar that it is around all of you, yet so mysterious that few know of it. It is the missing piece of energy that you have been looking for so long. It is the energy of love. It is the energy of spirit. It is the energy of the universe. And we are speaking this night of something in English that we will call the cosmic lattice. And I will dole out this information carefully and slowly to my partner, so that you will understand what it is and how it works. And before this meeting is finished this night, you will understand how it applies to you. It is very common in the teaching of Kryon that we start with the big and go down to the small, so that you will understand the overview and how it affects the human heart. The cosmic lattice, dear ones, is the common denominator of the unified energy source of the universe. The common denominator, meaning that all things emanate from the cosmic lattice. It isn't easy to define this all at once, so we will slowly tell you its many attributes tonight. The cosmic lattice is everywhere. It is throughout the universe. Everything that you can see and everything you cannot see contains the lattice. From the smallest particles of your physics and the electron haze forward, the cosmic lattice is present. Those of you in physics will begin to understand and recognize this principle, and it will start to make sense as to what this lattice actually is. Its size. Let us first begin with its size. This is only appropriate even before we define how it works and what it is. The cosmic lattice is the largest energy field you have ever conceived of. It encompasses the entire universe and more. It is present everywhere. There is no place you cannot conceive it. It, no matter what the dimension, nowhere is without the cosmic lattice. The cosmic lattice is perhaps what you would call the consciousness of God, and yet it is physics, and it is energy, and it contains conscious love. Therefore, what we are telling you is that it is pervasive everywhere and encompasses the entire universe, including all dimensions. Can you conceive of something so significant? As far as you can see in the skies, as far as any astronomer can gather light over ours on a photographic plate, the cosmic lattice is already there. And yet it has one single consciousness all at the same time, always simultaneously. Distance is nothing to the cosmic lattice, and this, my partner, is where things get difficult to explain. Pretend for a moment that your hand is bigger than the universe itself. And as you outstretch your hand, all the known matter that exists can fit within your palm in a small ball. You are, therefore, immense. You have the dimensions of God. Within that ball in your hand, there are billions of stars, and within that ball, there are distances which seem insurmountable and immense to those entities that live there. And within that ball, which is the universe, it would seem to take forever to get from one end to the other to an entity traveling within it. Yet, that ball rests easily in your single hand. The cosmic lattice is like this. For there truly is no distance that is insurmountable between your thumb and a finger, and the consciousness of your hand is singular. The cellular structure is one interlaced with a consciousness which reacts as one. And although within that ball, which could be called the universe within your hand, there seem to be billions of light years of travel in space and time to conquer. As you hold it in your hand, that is not so. Everything there, the billions of stars, is in your now. So, you get an idea of the size of this energy field, but you also get an idea of the unification of the cosmic lattice. The most distant part of this lattice knows precisely what the part that is here in this room is doing. The part between the cells of your biology, which we have called love, knows what is happening 11 billion light years away. The cosmic lattice has no time, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Shape, order, luminance. So, the first attribute is size, which is immense. It is the biggest energy known, It is the biggest energy that exists. Let us talk about its shape. And this, my partner, is even more difficult. It is not a grid. The cosmic lattice has symmetry, however, but it is not a grid. If this shape could be revealed to you, it would astound you, for it would give away something, and it would have to do with what you call human time. There is evidence of the cosmic lattice already, and we're going to tell you how to look for this evidence. Your astronomers look from your Earth in a way that is as though they had one eye closed. They have not really yet seen a clear stereoscopic view of what is around your planet. Instead, they look from Earth in a monocular way, with no depth perception of what surrounds them. Therefore, you have not been able to see the strings of darkness. This is one of the attributes of the cosmic lattice that is available for you to know at any time you wish. The word darkness is interpreted here by my partner to mean lack of light, as opposed to any spiritual meaning. It is as though you looked into the starry sky at night and saw that many of the star groupings had narrow highways of nothing between them but a clear pattern. Some years ago, we told you that your Big Bang wasn't. We told you that it does not make sense to have a universe that explodes from one central creative point and is not to be evenly dispersed. And we told you to look for the clumping effect as evidence that there was no original point of explosion. Now there is more, and we will tell you what it is. For there will come a time when you are able to put your eyes and your telescopes at very different and faraway places. One may even be another planet. And together, as they look at the universe in a stereoscopic way, like your two eyes look upon the world, they will finally see the three-dimensional image before them. And what they will see are the highways of seeming blackness between the clumps of star matter. Straight lines of darkness will be evident, giving the universe direction, giving it symmetry, and allowing for a mystery to develop of how such a thing could be. Like seeming highways with apparent nothingness between the clumps. Look for it. It is going to happen. The cosmic lattice has no visible light, even though it is the essence of light. The lattice energy is a null balance, and we will tell you about that right now. The energy is in a balanced state called the null balance, where the polarity of its most powerful attributes is balanced to zero. The null energy has fantastic power, but in its common resting state, it seems to be void due to the zero balance. It's when you unbalance the polarity that the power is released, you see. Your astronomers have looked at the universe and the cosmos in their ways of measuring energy there, and they look to the skies and they measure the whole energy. What they have noticed with some frustration is that there is far less matter and light than there is measured energy. This is a known situation with your scientists. Ask your scientists why this should be, and they will postulate all manners of things, including the existence of dark matter. Dear ones, what they are seeing is void energy. It is the cosmic lattice that they are measuring. The cosmic lattice energy is everywhere, and when I am done with this message, you will know what triggers it, and you will know how it is used. You'll know how it reacts to other energy and you'll know why it exists. As mentioned in a nulled form, this incredible active energy would appear to you to be a zero measurement. Yet this lattice is potent at all points and in all areas. We have referred to it in the very small particles of the atom. When we talked about the distance of the nucleus to the electron haze, we were speaking of the cosmic lattice principle. When we gave you the working formula for the distance of the electron haze elements from the nucleus, we were speaking about the interaction of energy from the cosmic lattice. When we were talking about the gamma ray activity from 11 billion light years away, we were talking about the cosmic lattice. From the largest to the smallest, this energy source is immense and it's quiet. It is only when it is called upon and destabilized in designed ways that it provides power. It is the common denominator and the stabilizer of all energy and matter everywhere, the cosmic lattice. And when the physics is known by humans, all manner of things will be open up to you, not just in communication, but unlimited power everywhere. Unlimited power. Time. Speed. Let me tell you about the lattice energy. It responds to time. Here is something else for your scientists to look at. When you find an event in the universe that you know has time-altering potential, observe how its physical displayed energy bends. Everything in the universe seems to spin, does it not? And according to the laws of physics, some particles spinning off should be at right angles to the spin. Some should be perpendicular to the spin. That's normal physics. Watch, however, the ones which are neither. For those are the ones that line up with the symmetry of the cosmic lattice. They're the ones that point to the lattice-patterned energy. And we're talking about events such as spewing black holes and other phenomena in the universe which seem to pour forth huge energy in a stream. Watch those patterns. Watch those streams to point in a similar direction, but not necessarily to physically align themselves to the spin of the object creating them, as you might expect. Your scientists will ask, why does such a thing exist? They eventually must postulate that there is another force which aligns the pointing like a giant cosmic magnet. They see the energy pointing and bending to the symmetry of the cosmic lattice. You already know that time is relative. Your scientists have told you so. And we will tell you that this particular part is going to play a large part in knowing about the attributes of the cosmic lattice. Dear ones, spiritual things on this planet are related to the lattice. The time frame that you are currently in is going to eventually change, as given in past channels, but is related to the cosmic lattice. We have told you that energy of this cosmic common denominator is related to time. And now we're telling you that time is also changing for you. What do you think that means? Let me tell you. It means that the cosmic lattice responds to human consciousness. When my partner said to you that consciousness changes physics, during the seminar before the channeling, that was an understatement. All things are possible with the intent of the humans on this planet right now, for you have literal control of the lattice which is universal. Again, we'll tell you that the lattice knows your name on the other side of the universe. We have told you that your consciousness has uplifted this planet into a new vibration. This consciousness has actually pulled upon the lattice to enable the Earth to begin a time shift, one that will be relative to you, but obvious to others off planet. This means that you may see or feel nothing unusual, but eventually look to specific attributes of the cosmos to appear to slow down. This will indicate that you are moving or vibrating in a different time frame. We have also given you the physics for this in the past. Now, we are giving you the actual mechanical reason behind it, which is that the cosmic lattice is doing the work. Your consciousness, therefore, has changed the physics of your own reality. Oh, dear ones, listen to this carefully. You are already aware, many of you, of the communication between humans that seems to surpass any speed known to man. Identical twins, soulmates, one on one side of the earth, the other on the other side, often have instant communication that have been reported and witnessed. Perhaps one twin is in anxiety mode, and instantly the other one feels it. They might each call each other and say, "What happened a moment ago?" And they both realize they felt the same thing at the same exact time. What does that do to your physical idea of time? What does that say about the power of human consciousness to transmute all distance and time? I'll tell you what makes it happen. It's the mechanics of the cosmic lattice. You are interconnected instantly and are using the lattice. It is your spiritual power source. And it's also using physics. If we were able to take a human right now and magically transport him or her to the other side of the known universe, incredibly far away, an unimaginable distance from you, we are here to say that the lattice would allow for a common communication that is instant between them, no matter the distance. Long after this channel is over, some of you are going to be putting together the pieces and the parts of this information, and you're going to realize why some of the things are the way they are in physics. The common denominator of this lattice energy is without light only because it is a null time, null energy, and null time. We have spoken of time. An interdimensional spot where spirit is, and where all the things in the past and the potential of the future are in one place. That is noun time. The cosmic lattice is not in noun time. It is in full time. Null time, dear ones, is time which equals zero, whereas noun time has motion in a circle. The cosmic lattice is in a constantly balanced state, and in that balanced energy it is potentially ready to receive input for release of energy, and that input, dear ones, is available to the human consciousness. It sees all time as zero, never moving, even though many time frames exist within that energy. That is why, no matter what time frame your reality is, communication is instant between all entities that know of the lattice. This is a difficult concept for you to understand, since you don't even yet believe that there are many time frames present as you look through your instruments at impossible physics being displayed in the cosmos, as stated before in previous channelings. Time is like the air you breathe. You watch incredible storms, with the wind blowing in many directions at many speeds. Yet, you breathe it gently and normally, even in the midst of a great storm. Therefore, your breathing air in your lungs is normally at rest, even while the air around you is in turmoil. The cosmic lattice is like this. The cosmic lattice, dear ones, is what allows the mechanics for co-creation, for synchronicity, for what we have called love. The cosmic lattice contains the mechanics of what allows for miracles on the planet. It responds to physics. It responds to consciousness. And so we begin to see the meld between what has been placed in the universe for you. The cosmic lattice is not God, but, as we have said before, God, Spirit, uses naturally occurring physics for the mechanics of miracles. Some of you wish to separate physics from God. You say, don't make science into God. Don't take away the magic. We say, your time is limited where you can think in this fashion. For when you eventually discover some of the physical mechanics of spirit, it is not going to diminish the magnificence of it all. For we have told you for the 8 years now that the elegance of God resides in the very cells of your body. God absolutely uses the common physicalness of the energy around the cosmos for power, just like you are being invited to do. Understanding the physics of spirit does not void out the love. Instead, it gives a beautiful symmetry and logic to all things. And these things will become clearer to you as you move into the vibration, where you can also use the energy of the lattice. The lattice, therefore, is not God. It is one of the most powerful tools of spirit that exists today and contains much of what you have called unexplainable magic, the way of God. Does it shock you that spirit uses the very physics it created to enable the way things work? Why create tools and ignore them? No, this is the revelation of the cosmic lattice to you of how spirit works in the cosmos. So, we are telling you how it works, but that's not all, for the cosmic lattice is now responding to something it never did before on your planet. Energy is being created, and time is being altered, all through human intent. There is no greater power in the universe than human intent and love, and we have told you this fact repeatedly since Kryon arrived. This is the night we finally have to correlate and equate it with the physics of love. Oh, dear ones, now do you understand when you give intent? It is not some mysterious energy that seems to fly into the ethers and somehow manifest something you want or need. Now can you see that it has symmetry, size, purpose, and consciousness, and that there is a mechanical attribute of physics and love around it, called human intent? Now you begin to understand why the new light workers of the new golden age will be the energy facilitators that will do so much. It will be because they will understand the dynamics of how to tap into the cosmic lattice. There is no longer a mystery regarding this. Instead, it will someday be replaced with good, solid science, God-given and universal. I will not be the only channel to bring forth this principle, and it will be known by many names and will be the source of tremendous power, actual physical power. Power that you can use for travel and energy. Power that you can use for life sustenance. The resources that you are using to create power at present on your planet have their own limitations. There is no cleaner power anywhere than the lattice. This is physics, and it is known even by the enlightened that travel from here to there within the cosmos. In fact, they often ride the lattice strings. ETs. Let me tell you about certain ETs in the cosmic lattice. There is a group called the Greys that exist on this planet, near this planet, and around this planet that are extremely curious about you. They poke you, they prod you, and they abduct you. And there is one all-encompassing reason for their curiosity, and maybe now you'll understand more about it. You, dear ones, with the peace of God that sits in you, your duality, are able to communicate with the cosmic lattice. And these visitors see this fact clearly, for it is their power source also. They want to know what kind of creature it is that lives on this small planet, and only this planet, that has this kind of power. This will also explain, dear ones, why the ETs do not simply come and land here and show you themselves and ask you about this incredible human attribute. They recognize that you don't understand what you have. Also because you are so incredibly powerful through your intent. Just a few of you could simply vaporize them if you knew how. That is how powerful you are. And so they capture you in fear, one at a time, for they respect your power, and they want it, and they are curious beyond measure how you are able to connect to it. Fear disconnects joy and creativity. Creativity and joy are related to intent, and their removal allows abduction. We have told you in the past that you never have to fear these creatures, for if they are to you, all you have to do is look at them and say, "I do not give you permission to be here." And believe me, dear ones, they will beat a retreat, for you contain the power of intent, which is connected to the universal source power called the cosmic lattice, and they know it. And the joke is that you don't. House of Joy. We are going to build a house, you and I, right now. We have talked about human power in past channels. We have talked about human peace. We have talked about love and honor. So many things we have brought to you over this time. Our heart connection is so strong with you. We can talk of science, but we will always be brought back to the human heart. The connection with the cosmic lattice, dear ones, is the joy connection. Did you know that? That's what we're going to talk about now. Although this may sound like unrelated information, it is actually the summary of the cosmic lattice revelation. Foundation. We are going to start building this house of joy with a foundation. As this is the way of all builders, a foundation must be created for this house of joy. And we're going to tell you that the foundation for the house of joy is self-worth. And if you've never felt a bit of self-worth, now I am telling you something. This planet of free choice was designed and built with entities living on it that are pieces of God. It is the only place in the universe that is in lesson with choice like this. Your test, therefore, is a remembrance of who you really are. Oh, there are other planets which contain entities which are able to speak to the cosmic lattice, but this earth is unique, for you are actually able to use the lattice personally. And now you're getting to know why. There is so much honor for you. This house of joy we're going to build together has a foundation of self-worth. And we're here to say that you cannot even begin to experience joy until you understand your worthiness to be here. You deserve to be here. You are some of the only entities connected to this cosmic force. And we tell you that you are unique also. Now, do you understand what the love connection means? No matter what the distance in the universe, all who are connected to the lattice know who you are. They know that you are part of a grander plan, and every dot of light you see in the sky operates on the very power base that is available to you through self-worth and human intent. Think of that next time you're able to look up and see them all. Many of you, many who are there, know your name. There's a consciousness that pervades it all that eventually you will know and recognize. That ought to give you some self-worth. The angel with your face that sits inside you belongs there. It is magnificent, and it has purpose and function. And at the cellular level, you know why you are here. Stand tall and understand that the self-worth issue is the beginning of joy. Walls. Let us talk about the walls of this house of joy we're building. Metaphorically, the walls are going to support everything else. They will establish an inner knowing, which will give you inner strength. They're eventually going to supply the protection from the elements, the walls of this house of joy. And dear ones, these walls are going to be built figuratively speaking with your verbalization. You see, what you verbalize day by day is going to build the walls for your joy-filled house. And again, we tell you these things, which we have told other groups also. As you walk from one place to another, watch what you are verbalizing. Ask yourself, are the concepts you speak perfect? Magnificent, anointed words coming from a human being of pure intent? If not, do you have a harmful verbalization habit? Are you saying things like, "Oh, I knew that would happen," in response to a challenge? Are the words you speak verbalizing things that are inappropriate about others? Is that the house you wish to build? Are the words verbalizing things which are uplifting? Are they verbalizing positive things that create power and healing? Or are they building nothing at all? These are the walls, and dear ones, without these walls being pure and carefully created, the house will never stand on its foundation. Practice verbalizing positive, uplifting truth. Create your walls with your voice. Make your verbalization your reality. Mortar. Let's talk about the mortar. Figuratively, the mortar is like a glue-like substance which hangs everything else together and makes it stick. You'll find it everywhere in your house. It's going to be stuck to the foundation and in the walls you verbalized. It's going to be in the windows and the doors. Mortar is everywhere, and you'll never guess what attribute we're going to assign to it. The mortar, or the cohesive power of love of the house of joy, is laughter. It's humor. Oh, there's so many religious people walking the planet who are afraid to smile. They say God is serious. And they say Spirit would not have us laugh at such a sacred time. I am telling you, dear ones, that the laughter we hear from humans is sacred and anointed. It is, as my partner has stated earlier during the seminar, the only attribute that passes intact through the veil to humans from spirit. Humor. Laughter. You know what you feel when you laugh. When you laugh in the love of spirit, you experience joy. There is no greater anointed feeling, and it should give you chills to know this. Start your next meditation by laughing and realizing that we all share this wonderful mortar, something that we can join in with you. Try it sometime. Watch the energy around the humor. Uproarious laughter is a sacred thing. It is. That's the mortar of the house of joy. Windows. Let us talk about the windows in this irreplaceable house. Metaphorically, dear ones, windows are what you look out of upon the world. They're also the items used for those of the world to look in upon you. And they are necessary. What is the attribute that would create the windows of the house of joy? Let me tell you. The attribute is a connection to the cosmic lattice, which we have called the mantle of God, or, in your language, wisdom. Wisdom of spirit is the connection to the lattice, for it involves love. It is when you reach up and take the hand of God, and you partner with God, in this new energy, that you receive the wisdom of the mantle of spirit. It allows you to look out upon the world in a wise fashion. It is this which will enable you to be slow to react when accused. And this allows the patience and the peace of a human countenance which is gentle and quiet. This is wisdom. It is the mantle of spirit and the connection with the cosmic lattice that keeps you in check when it would be easy to demean another or to feel important because of it. When the world looks in your window, they will see the wisdom of God. Do you hear what I am saying? Wisdom. And it is this wisdom that is available to each one here and reading this, that creates peace in a life that would not seem to be otherwise peaceful. Oh, that's where the joy is. That's the miracle of the house you built. You can take a deep breath now and let the joy flow in. Know that you are an anointed piece of God in this anointed place, with infinite energy connected to the cosmic lattice. Door. Now, we come to the last piece, the door. Metaphorically, how are you going to get into the house of joy even after you've built it? Even with self-worth, humor, and good verbalization and wisdom, you must enter into the house, now that it is built, and experience what is inside. The greatest power in the universe and on this planet right now is human intent. Its intent is to open the door to the house of joy. And what is it that you're going to intend first? That's going to get you over the threshold that lets you stand in that place where you can laugh and have peace and be joyful with who you are. It is the intent to have love enter your life. You're inviting the cosmic lattice. You're inviting the power that is beyond all power. It is profound. Your house is complete. What, you say? No roof? No. Joy is unlimited and can never have a lid. The lack of a roof in the house of joy is a metaphor for the open connection to God. The overflow of the power of joy. Such is the love of God. Each one of you carries a light, dear ones, that is seen clearly by every entity in the universe. There are entities so far away that you cannot even conceive that they might know of your light. However, they know what is taking place here, and they are preparing for their changes because of what you are doing. They are sending you love, which is instantaneous for what you have done. Your task on this planet is universal, and it has very little to do with Earth. Did you know that? For what happens here will affect all of us. Is it any wonder that we come and sit at your feet and love you so? Is it any wonder that we now marvel that the veil has lifted and we can give you this information? And we can tell you that the physicists already know about part of the lattice. The ones who are discovering that consciousness changes their experiments are the ones who know something's up. It's coming. Look for it. There is so much more we could say, but now we just have to sit at your feet and love you. And so it is. Cryo.